From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Coming up, politically endangered species. Republican senators from the West Coast. Oregon's Gordon Smith hopes to keep his job.
First, though, the government's Wall Street bailout plan is supposed to make banks feel confident to lend money to each other and loosen the flow of credit. But the banks are hurting so badly, a lot of them say they will hold on to their money to protect themselves. Both Citigroup and Merrill Lynch reported multi-billion dollar losses yesterday. Megan Barnett is news editor for Portfolio.com. And Megan, what are those two banks saying about what they're going to do with this government money?
Well, John Thain of Merrill Lynch in his earnings call with investors yesterday pretty much indicated that they do not intend to start lending as soon as they get this money from the Treasury Department. They're in a unique position also because they're in the process of being acquired by Bank of America. Thain may ultimately not have much decision over the money, but he specifically said that they were going to use it as a cushion for now, at least the next quarter, he said. Jamie Dimon, however, did indicate that while he didn't explicitly say we were going to start lending, He was the only chief executive who spoke in the last couple of days who has sort of indicated that, yes, this is what the Treasury wants us to do. And in fact, that might be in our best interest as well.
And then he's with JP Morgan Chase, right?
Yes, he is.
What about Citigroup?
Citigroup hasn't actually come on the record with any indication of what they're going to do with their money. The banks sort of across the board haven't even gotten the money yet, so a lot of them are on the record saying that they haven't decided what they're going to do with it. It's just that in the last 48 hours, we've seen a couple of earnings announcements, so it's come up on earnings calls. And also, John Mack of Morgan Stanley was interviewed on CNBC yesterday, and he was asked this question. So we're sort of getting a little bit of insight into what they're thinking based on sort of public discussions that they're having with investors, but we haven't seen anything yet from Citigroup.
So doesn't this kind of go against the whole idea of what the government wants this money to be used for, which is to loosen credit and to get the markets flowing again?
Well, yes. Yes, it does. Paulson clearly indicated that he wanted the banks to use this money to sort of unclog the credit market and start lending again. The banks are aware of that. However, they are also in the position of having to answer to their shareholders. And by sort of improving their balance sheet, improving their capital ratios, that's sort of what they're is most important to them still at this point. A lot of them have indicated that they aren't yet seeing the confidence in the system in general to start spurring their lending again. So they feel safer just sort of sitting on this money and improving their capital ratios, and hopefully that shareholders will respond to that.
So I imagine the government isn't too happy with this. Is there anything that the government can do to force banks to start?
Well, the government is not too happy with it. And President Bush, in his remarks this morning, indicated again that this is going to take some time to fix, and that just giving these banks this $125 billion was not going to be a quick fix, trying to prepare people for a long haul. What can the government do to make these banks start lending? That's a really good question. At this point, the terms of the deal that they've given them, that they've announced that they're giving them, they have no they're non-voting shares that they're getting. So they actually have, they can't mandate that they spend this money anyway. So as of right now, the government can't do anything, except sort of Paulson certainly had a way with these bank CEOs, and many of them didn't want to take the money at all, and they ended up taking it. So certainly he has some influence over them, but he can't explicitly mandate how they spend this money.
Megan Barnett is covering the bank bailout story for Portfolio.com. Thanks, Megan.
Thank you.